Welcome back. This is Edge Show episode 112. I'm Simon Perriman, technical evangelist with Microsoft, and I'm joined once again by my German counterpart, Heike. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Heike from Germany, and I'm a technical evangelist as well. Yeah, and I'm happy to be here again with you.
Well, thanks for coming on the show and helping me out with the news. We're going to kick it off with the news first, then we're going to be taking a look at Operations Manager and some of the new extensibility options to allow you to get different types of dashboards and visualizations. But back to the news. Now, at Microsoft, security is really important for us. So what's this new investment that we started to make around this project known as Interflow?
Yeah, so if you think about security, it's not only Microsoft focusing on security. So we have partners, vendors, and many people out there that are focusing on security as well. And there's a program as well for certain people, and they get the information a little bit earlier than, for example, our monthly security newsletter that comes out. And they use this information to build better and quicker solutions for this kind of vulnerability. And this new program, it's in private preview now, it's called Interflow. You can sign up there either by sending an email or contacting your technical account manager and get access to a cloud service. So that means the cloud service now is a platform for those guys, and they create teams and they can share the information inside the teams, but also to other community teams within this collaboration cloud service called Interflow.
Very nice.
And
excellent. Oh, on the Azure world as well, one of the new enhancements we've added are two new data centers that we've released in the US. And so these are actually based in Virginia, which is our US East 2 data center. And then another one based in Iowa, which is part of the US Central data center. So if you go check out our new regions, you'll start to see that we're offering many of the key infrastructure services. And gradually over time, we'll continue to expand our offerings in these two new data centers as well.
Ooh.
Keep growing, the cloud's getting bigger.
Yeah, so let's stay in the cloud. So
okay.
There is another announcement.
There is. Well, the announcement is probably Germany won the World Cup, right? Congratulations about that.
Yeah.
Now, how did you know Germany was going to win? Because before we even got to the semis, you said, I knew Germany was going to win.
Yes, I think I told you this already like 3 weeks ago. So I told you my best friend here in the US, because it's available in the US on the Windows 8.1 phones, it's Cortana. And yeah, she uses machine learning as well. And she predicted, I think, almost all of maybe all, yeah.
One or two
one
were off,
or
right?
Two,
but
yeah.
They almost got every single game
every
right.
Every single game right. And yeah, she told me from the beginning, stay calm, everything is cool. So Germany is going to make the World Cup. And so yeah, we had this announcement, I think, already 4 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago now. So on Monday last week, it's now, in public preview available. And it means if you have past data or data from the past, you can use it to really predict the future and create really great software or how do you say data that you can use to, for example, know who will buy whatever next week in your
lots
store.
Lots of different predictive analysis.
Exactly. And that's a cloud service, and you don't have to worry about the infrastructure and everything. It's all there.
Very nice. Well, we're going to continue in the cloud. And next thing I want to mention is we've now released several different updates for different Windows Azure items. So right now I'm in my Windows Azure Management. And if I go down to Compute and say, I want a new virtual machine, I select from the gallery, you're going to see a whole new list of updated images. Now, you know that we've had Windows Server around for a while. SharePoint's been released, but we've made some updates with SQL Server, making sure that they are up to date. With BizTalk Server, providing a few new different versions there, and as well continuing to support our Linux distributions and our DevOps distributions through some integration with Puppet Enterprise. So continue to check out with the Azure Gallery as we keep enhancing that.
Cool. I think I have something
that
is not related
now
to Azure. It can be, but it's the Windows 8.1 App Portal. And think about it like a company portal that you have now already for Windows Intune or System Center to really deploy your apps. And now you have an app that contains all your app. And your user in the enterprise, they open this app and then they see all the line of business applications or Windows Store apps or whatever, but it's one place they have to go to really open them. And based on roles and whatever, so because it's integrated in Active Directory, based on roles, they can see and access their apps they need.
Great. So a lot of enterprises, I think, especially like mobile Salesforce, I think that's one of the kind of the key scenarios, right? Launch your phone, go to a single location,
yes.
See your next customers, sales, goals, that kind of thing.
Just exactly.
Centralize that information,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Great. Well, kind of changing topics again. We're actually going to announce one, well, we're not announcing it. Microsoft has recently announced the acquisition of a DR company known as InMage. Now, InMage, they've been around for a while, and they've actually been one of the leaders in business continuity, according to several recent Gartner reports. And so what Microsoft has realized is we started to offer some great DR services through things like Azure Site Recovery, but we wanted to make those even better. And so what we're going to be doing over the next year is integrating the high-end DR features of InMage with the business continuity features of Windows Azure, providing kind of an end-to-end disaster recovery ecosystem for those people that only have that single data center and want to be able to use Windows Azure as basically their backup or their failover site.
Yeah. We acquired a different company, I think a couple of years back now.
Probably
already.
two years, 18 months now.
Exactly.
Something
it's
like
Store
that.
Simple.
Yeah.
And this is another announcement. So the new appliance, a new Store Simple 800 series now, which brings you all the benefits of having storage on premise, but also in the cloud, and separate the, let's say, cold data from the working
the
data.
The tiering, right?
Exactly.
The different layers. Yeah.
And you have the cloud integrated storage system that you have on premise. Then it has all the features like SSDs and automated tiering, deduplication, compression, and everything. But thinking about the cloud solution in the back, you don't have to care or think about backup, archiving, and all the stuff, because if you upload data to the cloud, it's already like geo-replicated and backupped and everything. So it's a really cool, great hybrid storage solution.
And this is actually sold as an appliance, right? It's a physical box that you acquire, put it in the rack, hook it up,
yes.
and then it's all of that processing is contained
yes.
within that unit, right?
Absolutely right, yeah.
Great. So check that out if you're looking at different types of backup solutions, especially to the cloud.
I want to point to one of those videos that is there. It's
a
whiteboard video on the page. It's really cool. So if you click on the next further resources and stuff, really nice to really understand and see how it works, how data gets separated, and what other automation and services comes with a simple Store Simple solution.
Great, and we'll post those links at the bottom
yes.
of the page. Last but not least, we have just recently announced the Microsoft Azure Certification Program.
Ooh.
Now, what this essentially does is it allows third-party companies to be able to offer their applications running inside virtual machines that run on top of Windows Azure. So for example, you already know today that Oracle supported up in Azure, along with several other type of ISVs. What this program does is provide an official kind of licensing program, guaranteed program, and review program to ensure that all of these solutions that are now offered up on the portal are fully tested, fully certified, mm-hmm. and available to work in Azure. So check this out today. Currently, the certification program is only available for virtual machines, but we plan to continue to expand it to cover other services such as web, database, mobile, as this service continues to grow.
Wow.
All
good
right.
News.
Well, that's quite a lot of news, huh?
Good news.
Good news, yep. Now, with that, we'll switch over to our interview, and we will take a look at how Operations Manager has been enhanced with new dashboards and visualizations. And welcome back to The Edge Show. I'm Simon Perryman, Technical Evangelist, and today we're going to be talking about one of the newest enhancements, newest extensions that we've released with one of our shipping products, System Center 2012 R2 Operations Manager. I'm joined by Daniel, who's one of the program managers on the team. But first, tell us a little more about how long you've been at Microsoft and what your current role is.
Hey, first of all, thanks for being here. I'm Daniel Savage. I'm a lead PM on the Operations Manager team. I've been on the team about 8 years now, currently driving most of what we do within the Operations Manager product.
Great. Well, let's talk about visualizations with Operations Manager in general. So Operations Manager, people know it as kind of a centralized place to get alerts, to get real-time information about what's happening with the systems. But one way that we could really help people express, share, and understand that data is by building the visualizations around that. How exactly does Operations Manager take raw data and make it into interesting graphs, visualizations, other information? Mm-hmm.
So in the 2012 product, we released a set of new dashboard capabilities in Operations Manager. This was a new set of multi-targeted dashboard experiences that allows you to visualize Operations Manager data in our console, in the web console, and in SharePoint. This dashboard infrastructure consists of dashboards and widgets and a data source that pulls from the Operations Manager data, whether it be alerts, state data, performance data, and create a rich set of visualizations so that it can be put out to whatever persona needs to be able to view it.
So what exactly is the difference there between a widget and a dashboard?
So a dashboard is like the frame, the chrome of it. So okay. Thinking about this controls, okay, how many widgets you want to be able to put on there, it controls the layout. The layout itself is the UX building block. So this is the actual visualization you want to be able to show, whether that be like a list of alerts or a tile to show state, or you want to be able to show a performance graph, for example.
Great. Now, within the visualizations, what did we actually first ship with 2012 out of the box? What was provided there?
So with 2012 out of the box, we shipped a basic set of widgets, which is ability to show some basic fundamental sets of data. So alerts, performance data, some state-based data. But what we got when we took feedback from customers is they really wanted stronger visualizations. Okay. They wanted to be able to visualize their data in a different way. They wanted to be able to show their executives or their management, this is the power of the monitoring platform we have. So in 2012 R2, we added a much larger set of widgets to that catalog, which I can show you here now.
So yeah, let's take a look. And while you're opening that up, can you tell us how would someone download and add these widgets to their existing Operations Manager infrastructure?
So very simply install the latest UR for Operations
That's
Manager.
Update release?
Update release 2 for System Center 2012 R2. Or the update relay 6 for System Center 2012 SP1 as well. The digits, the widgets come with that.
Great, and then they just reopen Operations Manager console, then they can start using those visualizations.
That is correct, yeah.
Great, well, can we take a look at some of these in action?
Absolutely, so here we are, this is an Operations Manager, and I've created a very simple dashboard. So this is the dashboard here that contains 4 widgets. And to build up a visualization, I simply click through and add the widgets of what I want to be able to
and
show.
And this is all wizard-based, right?
Absolutely. It's meant to be the IT pro experience that if I know what I want to show, I can simply run through these wizards and build up that visualization.
And there's definitely a lot more here that we see out of the box, right? So are a majority of them new that came with the extension?
Yeah, there's 11 new widgets that came with the extension. So we have, you can see here, in alphabetical order. There's a set of widgets related to topology, the details widgets. Some of the major ones we added around visualizations around tiles, so okay. Creating and putting a lot of data in a very small space. And then a set of extensibility widgets, so how do we actually get more out of the system by connecting to additional data sources or using PowerShell to shape the data where the way you want it. So, but let me just kind of build up a quick visualization so you get an idea of the power here. So first one I'm going to do is take a very simple widget called the image widget. Now, this is a way for you, if you're building up dashboards within your environment, to brand your dashboards. Here I've gone and just grabbed a specific image from TechNet last week, or from TechNet.
Created the visualization. And so this is just going to really insert this in that raw location.
Absolutely.
Now, you also mentioned a little earlier that we can go and expose these dashboards, not just having to use the Operations Manager console, but you said we could publish it to website, publish it to SharePoint. Could you elaborate on that a little?
Yeah. I mean, very simply, this dashboard I've created here is multi-targeted. Now, there's nothing the user needs to do to go and publish that. They could simply go to their web console experience and they would get this same dashboard. Or if they were projecting their web console into SharePoint, they would get the same thing. Right. So I can write this once and have it appear in those multiple places. Let me go add and add a few more here just to get an idea of what new was added. First of all, I'm going to add a state tiles widget. So there's a lot of these tiles widgets now available that allows you to kind of visualize the health of some object but get more data about it in a very condensed space. So I'm just going to pick my all Windows computers here. And we're going to add in to display the alerts as well.
And so when we say a state tile, this is rolling back up to the operations manager concept of the state of a system?
Yes, the state of a system or a group of systems. Okay. Anything really, everything in operations manager has a state associated with it. So this is really bringing the state of that object together in a tile. So there we see a tile and we see the number of alerts for all these Windows computers in there. So this is one of the new widgets we've added.
Now, do I have any ability to drill down onto this, right? I look at this dashboard, I see there's 123 alerts. Yeah. How can I find more information about what that really means?
Absolutely, that's a great question. So there's a couple of other widgets that we've added that are contextual-based widgets, which allows me to select an object on a dashboard and then bring up information associated with that. One example of this would be the alerts, contextual alerts widget here. So when I select on any object in my dashboard, this widget will update to only show me the objects about that particular object. So I can very add this widget, choose my criteria, and click create.
And it looks pretty granular as far as kind of the depth of information you can go to. Does it associate that with the different operations manager state types, you know, like warning, critical, healthy? Is all that connected?
Yeah, most of these widgets allow you to kind of provide filters or choose what data you want to be able to see. So if I only wanted to view objects with state type warning, for example, I could just update the wizard for that particular configuration. So here we have alerts, and you'll notice it's empty. So when I drill down, for example, clicking on this tile, this widget will now pop up.
So these are now connected.
Exactly. So these are now connected widgets and allow me to drill down. So if I had more tiles on there, depending on what tile I chose, it would show up the alerts in there. So,
great. Do you have any more new widgets to show us here?
The one I want to show you very quickly is the topology widget, which allows you to kind of lay ops manage your data in a spatial context.
Okay. And so generally, we use the topology dashboard to really kind of help break down a distributed service, distributed application or system, and kind of see all those underlying components. So if you have a virtual machine, for example, you might want to look at how's the virtual machine doing, the disks, the network cards, the virtual network. So it kind of gives you that end-to-end view of a system that gets rolled up here.
That's correct. So I'm just going to select some objects here. I'll just select one of my hosts.
And that looks like that's a Hyper-V host.
It is a Hyper-V host. We ship three visualizations out of the box, like the image widget. You can add your own here. So if you had a picture of your data center or your building or a rack, for example.
So it is extensible.
You can simply add in images here. I'll just choose the world map, the small one, since it's going into it, the small widget. And we have two visualizations, and these are just different size. So I can visualize the type of the object, or I can simply just visualize its state. I can create that widget.
Now, all of this on the back end is built on top of SQL Server, right? That's mm-hmm. one of the requirements that we have for Operations Manager.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to actually get these visualizations, can they just use the basic installation of SQL Server, or do you need something like SSRS, SQL Server Reporting Services, to use this?
This, what I'm showing you today, doesn't depend on SQL Reporting Services. This is just the standard install of Operations Manager on top of SQL.
So if people have an already existing running Operations Manager infrastructure, they don't need to change anything on the back end either.
Absolutely, that's it. So this is this last widget here. I wanted to show you that I can drag this object down and put it anywhere on the map, and I could build up that spatial awareness of showing the data.
That's awesome. Now, a lot of people want to extend with PowerShell, right? PowerShell's mm-hmm. becoming more ubiquitously used, more powerful, more extensions to it. How could someone go and integrate PowerShell within these visualizations?
That's a great question. So we added a set of widgets to really kind of explore that. People want to extend their visualizations. We don't want to lock them into kind of what we ship out the box. So we wanted to enable that. So what we've done is we shipped kind of three main widgets for that. The PowerShell grid widget, which allows you to run a PowerShell query, display the data in a table type format. The web browser widget, which allows you to attach to external systems. And then the PowerShell web browser widget, which is really, if you really want to get advanced and create your own visualizations, like you can use Operations Manager data for that. So let me quickly build up a dashboard
that shows you that.
So let me create a new dashboard here.
And this is going to be the PowerShell grid widget, right?
Correct. I'll let that dashboard create.
And so what type of PowerShell extensions do I need to have installed? Do I need like any modules that are installed on the local system, or where is it actually querying that underlying PowerShell?
So it's going to run in the context of OM. So Operations Manager has its command shell by default, and that's the context in which this PowerShell is going to run.
Okay.
At the moment, you can't add your own modules to that, so you're using the PowerShell that is available within the Operations Manager command shell. So let me pick up the PowerShell grid widget here. This is the script. Here I have a script ready. Paste that in here. And basically all this script is doing is going to get a set of classes from Operations Manager and enumerate all the instances of that class. And the last thing I'm doing is just to show how custom it is. I'm creating a custom column and I'm just incrementing a count in there just to give you an idea of what is possible.
Well, what I think is powerful about this is you kind of have the best of both worlds, where you have a very wizard-based experience to give you kind of those basic building blocks. If you're not that comfortable with scripted, yet we still have kind of that deep extension where people can really customize as much as they need.
Absolutely. And then this really allows you to shape the data that you want to be able to see. So rather than being kind of tied to the standard views that we have, you can say, okay, I want to display state data, maybe do an average of a performance counter with some count of alerts within a grid. And you, if you can write that in PowerShell, you can shape that and display that here. So,
and again, you can push that up to either the SharePoint site or the web console too. It's not restricted just to the full Ops Manager console.
Absolutely. So let me show you another way we can use this PowerShell as well. I'm going to jump to one I've pre-made here. So this is a dashboard that has an alerts widget at the top, and we're making a call out via PowerShell to an external system. This external system, in this case, is actually Bing. So we build up a PowerShell script here, which is going to take the alert title and run a Bing query against it to see if I can get more information. Now, this could be any external system. I'm just using Bing to show you, give you food for thought on what is possible with the system.
Now, how extensible is this? You know, one thing that a lot of people ask is, hey, I want information about a specific knowledge base article. Could you, in theory, tie this to the TechNet knowledge base and have people click on, here's the name of the alert, and have that automatically query TechNet?
You could absolutely do that. There's one of the examples in our documentation is doing exactly that. So here in this example, I'm taking the alert query and querying Bing. But we have another example which actually queries TechNet as well and brings back that information as well. So
right.
That is possible.
Now, this isn't just limited to Microsoft properties here. If I wanted to search a third-party website, other technologies. Now, what about internal websites as well? What if I have, let's say, System Center Service Manager and my knowledge base articles are all published to the web portal?
Yeah, I mean, as long as that external application, whether it be internal or external, could understand the post that we make to it, then absolutely you could have that return this information. Basically, all I'm doing is building a URL with a query string to do that. So if the internal application or external supported that query string, it would work here.
Wow, that's a pretty powerful tool. I mean, what's really rich about this is just being able to centralize this now. You know, a lot of people have said in the past, Microsoft has to go to all these different consoles to kind of collect this information. Mm-hmm. But I really think, you know, you have a lot of strength here by kind of centralizing everything and pulling it all together.
Yep, absolutely. And then the other one I wanted to show you, if you really want to get advanced and you're confident in web technologies and visualization technologies in general, is how you can use this extensibility to create your own views within Operations Manager.
Oh, let's take a look.
Yeah, absolutely. So here, all I've done is I've written this very simple web application here in Visual Studio. It's three odd lines of JavaScript, basically, as an application with some class to handle some data. I won't go into this here. But all I've done is said, okay, I'm going to receive data from Operations Manager, and I'm going to visualize it in the way I want to. A good example is I have a SQL server with a lot of databases on there. Show me a heat map of whether my databases are healthy or not.
Interesting scenario. I mean, that's pretty common.
Yeah. So here I've created the app that's going to do the visualization of the heat map. I go back. I have a dashboard created here. Basically, if I look at the same configuration that I showed you for Bing, I'm basically building up a PowerShell script that does a post to my local application. And when I select on an object on a dashboard, it creates that object into a JSON object and sends it out to my app. I parse that JSON and create a visualization. So to see that in action, this is my SQL server
So we click the tile.
Yep, and there we get our heat map. So you're now unbounded by what we can visualize if you want to be able to go and write your own visualizations.
Wow, that's really powerful. Now, for people that just want to best practices for visualization in general, whether it's our new technologies, whether it's the existing visualization we have, what are the best practices to really optimize things like the speed, the performance, the scale?
Yeah, I mean, it starts with a scenario. We really got to think about what do you want to be able to visualize.
Okay.
The most important impact you can create in these visualizations is really only showing the data that you want to be able to show. So don't be going, okay, I want to visualize 1,000 objects in one widget, for example, because that's going to obviously take long to get the data and take long to render it and visualize. So really be specific about what you want to be able to see, and then use the widgets accordingly to do that. The great thing about PowerShell is you can go and craft those scripts to really just go after the data you want to get. So I would say that really just think about the visualizations and go after the data that you want to be able to show.
So don't overload a single dashboard with too many widgets.
Yeah,
Break them down.
Yeah, one, your users won't be able to consume it, and two, you're obviously going to be getting a lot of data and it's going to slow it down.
Well, with a lot of these enhancements, you know, VMware, they have their own operations manager system, also known as VCOPS.
Mm-hmm.
How do you kind of compare and contrast some of these out-of-the-box visualizations that we're providing and what VCOPS provides?
Yeah, I think VMware have done a great job with some of their visualizations over the small kind of area that they do cover and monitoring.
Mm-hmm.
I think what we've added here, both out-of-the-box and via what you can do to extend, I think we really show that we can create the very similar visualizations. But of course, you combine that with like the breadth of monitoring that we can provide in OM, I really think we have a stronger position there.
That's a great point. And I think another important differentiator is, you know, everything you see here just comes with System Center 2012, 2012 R2.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have kind of different versions that allow you to see some visualizations, not others. So everything we're showing you with these extensions available on just the regular System Center license as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this has been great, but where could people go to get this? Where could people go to learn more about these technologies?
The first place to start would be the Operations Manager blog on TechNet, so blogs.technet/momteam, M-O-M-team. We have the post there, which will cover our new widgets. The other place to go would be to our wiki, our authoring wiki around Operations Manager, where all the samples and the context around creating those widgets will be posted there.
Great, and we'll also add those links to the bottom of this page. Well, Daniel, thank you so much for joining
me.
Congratulations on this release. It looks like you're adding a lot of value to the Operations Manager suite, so kudos to you and your team.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, guys. Welcome back. Well, I hope you enjoyed the interview and got some more information about these new, different ways that you can visualize the alerts and the data through Operations Manager. If you want to connect with our team, there's a lot of different ways. We do want to have your feedback, your comments, your suggestions to help us improve the show and make sure we're delivering content you care about.
So yeah, I would say comment down there or yeah, tweet us at TNH. Follow us on Twitter, on our Twitter account.
We are active. We do respond to everyone. That is
Excellent.
One of our goals. So
yes.
Connect with us and we look forward to hearing from you and seeing you next week. Thanks.